So welcome into another episode of Marketabilities. I had to do the intro because Lucas, fresh from vacay.
I understand. He's
doesn't
tired.
He look good?
Yeah. You look refreshed.
Thanks. Yeah. I actually slept like 7 to 8 hours a night for the first time in a while, which is great.
Wait.
I don't.
How come my vacation doesn't look like that?
Because you have a kid.
I'm like, my kid keeps me up.
Yes. So I'm going to let this lady introduce herself. I'm a little starstruck because she's one of those that I found myself following. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Okay.
When I saw your channel, which is Caffeine Until Cocktails,
yes.
I'm like, okay, I can hang with this girl. And I mean, listen, we connect. And so I watched you, had no idea that you were from Southern Illinois, which is where we record this podcast. I mean, I thought you were big time, girl.
Oh, man.
I mean,
okay.
You looked legit. Your channel is great.
I am legit.
Excuse me, Angie. I mean, I'm getting ready to syndicate, okay, across the nation, across the world. But Jessica, thanks so much for coming in. And sharing your story. And we're going to talk a little bit differently this time about not only the internet and the social channels, but how you've monetized that for yourself. That's a good thing, right?
I think so.
All right. So fill everybody in who you are and what you're doing.
All right. So my name is Jessica. I am actually a nurse practitioner. I like to give myself a little credit. I have a degree.
I can prescribe.
I'm a single mom. I have a little 4-year-old boy, but I also have built this community over 9,000 followers on Instagram called Caffeine Until Cocktails. And then I also have a website blog on top of it. I dabbled in the podcast world for a little bit, but I don't have time, I realized.
Right.
So I'm just going to go be guests and I don't have to edit anything I just get to show up and chat. Yep. I understand. So yeah, thank you guys so much for welcoming me with open arms. Yeah,
so she was on the show earlier today. We recorded on the spiel. Please find that. And we were in a different space on that show. It became very emotional because it is a struggle. I mean, it's a struggle to be, you know, a parent in general when two people are trying to do it. When you're doing it alone and doing it so gracefully, it deserves to be documented. And that's what you're going to, you know, talk about and share with us. Have you seen her work?
Yeah, actually, I've seen like some people post about it and, you know,
They're sharing and resharing.
Okay.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's what we need to hear.
Yeah. And it's actually pretty funny because like the title, you know, it's like Caffeine Until Cocktails. Very catchy.
Yes.
Like,
very catchy.
But I didn't actually relate to it until I went on vacation.
Like, and then you realize you're like, wait, I'm drinking coffee.
I'm not much of a drinker.
Right.
I drink every single day.
What?
Oh, living.
Wait, but I loved how you did it. Okay, the first house that I think you visited, they call it in the evening. What is it called? There's a name for it.
What?
You guys did a toast, and it was called like an end of day. You called it something like a gratitude. I got to look it back at your channel. But it was like meaningful.
Oh yeah. So my friend Eric, who I stayed with for the first few days.
Okay.
We did, he does these things called morning gratefuls and evening gratefuls.
Wait, I love that. Oh. I love that. But you can do a morning and an evening with a drink.
That's it.
Exactly.
That is it.
So it's coffee.
I'm very grateful to be having it. Yes.
I love it.
And it was definitely a cocktail. Literally the minute I walked in the door, he's pouring me a drink.
That's okay.
You're on vacation.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Right. Had a lot of catching up to do.
Yes.
You know, we look at it, or some people look at social media as being silly, and it can be. And we know that there are people out there doing things that should never, ever be documented. Why is all I'm going to say.
I grew up in a time where nothing was on the internet.
Right.
My high school days were not on the internet. And I'm like, thank God.
Goodness.
My mom would murder me.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm like, okay, we're good.
No doubt. It's like, thank goodness that was not recorded and can never be brought up again. But, you know, some things need to be out there, especially those empowering things when you're not taking yourself so seriously. And I think that's what you do beautifully. So what are some of the things that people will find on your channels?
So, you know, when I first started, it was really just like mommy life. And I was still breastfeeding at the time.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of like travel hacks with breast milk and what it looked like to travel with a toddler. And then, you know, you go into COVID and you're like, I had a blow up pool in my kitchen with water in it because it's cold. Like, this is the hack I can bring to the table. And so, you know, it really just kept developing. And I realized that people were really struggling through that whole 2020, 2021. And, you know, I just kept sharing like when my kid was sick and my mental health struggles and what I was going through behind the scenes and real life really spoke to people. And then I would start sharing like small businesses, and people were like, that's in Southern Illinois. We have that here. And I was like, yeah, you didn't know about that?
Right. I didn't even know you were here.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm doing something right. But I think that goes to show that a lot of people aren't paying attention, and people, how can we get stuff out there? And that's where I kind of just came into, well, if I don't know it's there, I guarantee you a lot of other people don't know it's there.
For sure.
That's right.
So, you know, Rendleman Orchards, you know, all these things started popping up, and I was like, I didn't know any of this existed in Southern Illinois. Like, even like getting Botox, I was like, where do I go? You know, so all these things just kept like growing and developing, and people kept reaching out. And so I grew like a very trusted following. Like, people would come to me and be like, do you know where I can get X, Y, and Z? And
I'd
And I'd be like, yeah, sure. Like, or let me ask my followers. And I'd put up a question box. Do you guys know where anything like this happens in Southern Illinois? Or
she was the tourism bureau there for a while.
I know. I know. So it's something that you don't even realize you're missing. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that girl knows a lot about Southern Illinois. And I mean, just restaurants in general that I'm like, where are you? And
right.
They're like, yeah. Oh, Carbondale. And you're like, okay, now I feel bad because I didn't know you were there.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I am because I moved here 7 years ago, I think.
Right.
And it's still like every month I'm like, what?
That's
this,
here?
This exists here?
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, so it just became this thing where they could come and find, and I save highlights of all the places I've been. And I share when I go to St. Louis, like people message me all the time, where should we go to eat in St. Louis? What should we do in St. Louis?
Right.
You know, it's 2 hours away from where we're recording right now. But I mean, it amazes me how many people ask those things. And when I go to Florida, where are you at in Florida? What restaurants do you like? I'm going to that area. So it just kind of has grown and evolved. And then, you know, you throw in the, I'm divorced and I don't have to clean up anyone else's laundry except my own. And I get a lot of good laughs at that too. So, you know, there's a little humor, and if you can't laugh at yourself, then what do you have left?
I think that's what's so attractive about what you're doing is, too many times people are worried about filters and just making everything in their life look so perfect.
Yeah.
But you poke fun at yourself too. And it's so much fun to watch. Like, I mean, you did a little risque shoot there on the beach.
I did. Yeah. Somebody called me fat and I was like, I'm going to cry. And I spiraled down to my bed and I was really hurt by it. And then people are mean. And you know, I text my friend who's a photographer and I was like, I need to do this. And she was like, all right, we're doing it. And I was like, okay. And I had a vodka before I got there. And I was like, this is what we're doing.
Good for you.
And you know, for me, I can relate it to me and relate it to other people when we talk about like body image and mental health stuff. But the greatest thing about all this is she's a photographer down in Florida and I can promote her business in the same light.
Oh yeah.
So it's that's a way awesome. That I can share her business, and she's been trying to grow throughout Florida. She's taken my pictures for the last 4 years when I'm in Florida. She's moving to 30A, Panama City, Miami.
Love
side.
That area.
That's and awesome. So
we need to go there for pictures.
There you go.
I mean, not that we really needed pictures, but we just need to go there for pictures.
Yeah, for sure.
We have plenty of cameras.
Yeah. But they're not in 30A usually. So we just need to go there to see her
specifically.
Take pictures.
For sure.
But
for
Liz is amazing. She, you know, I got to know her, and it's amazing what social media, the relationships you can build.
Oh,
and I think building those relationships make you more marketable, if you will.
Absolutely.
So just getting to know people and them getting to know you personally goes a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that plays to the authenticity that you put off on your social media is like what Angie was saying.
It's not contrived.
There's so much fake stuff out there. And it's funny. It's like, it's so easy to spot it now. It's like whenever social media first came out, it was, you really didn't like, oh my gosh, people live this crazy lavish lifestyle. But it's just become so apparent in the last few years that like, none of that's real.
That's right.
You know.
Smoke and mirrors, no doubt.
Something that I've struggled with just in the last few weeks is, you know, you guys work in media, you get it. Influencers are hiring videographers to make their reels for them.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And I'm like, that to me takes away the authenticity of someone doing this, because you've hired me to show you my perspective, from the perspective of the videographer helping create these reels. And I really struggle with that because I'm like, I'm not a videographer. I'm not a tech guru. I've taught myself quite a bit, But it takes away from that authenticity it does, aspect.
Because you can spot a professional video and then one you're doing on your phone from your vantage point, which makes your storytelling what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
It's my story, not what the videographer saw with me. So.
Right.
Ooh, that's good.
Do you like that?
Yeah. All right. I haven't heard that perspective before.
Sorry. So, I'm crushing everyone's souls today.
Good.
But businesses, I get it. But for people like in my role, I mean, they're going out there and doing full-fledged videos for a Walmart ad. And I'm like,
right.
Walmart can do that.
Yeah.
Right.
They can already pay for that.
Right.
So
I agree.
I struggle with that.
And as well you should. I mean, I think people appreciate truth, honesty, transparency, mm-hmm. all of those things. And that's one reason I think that you've been successful is that you're poking fun at yourself. They can tell that you're real. You're not trying to hide or confuse or, you know, make better a situation that can be horrible, you know, and you just make the most out of it, which we all do. But tell us how you've helped businesses stealthily, obviously, you know, on your post and getting them out there. But how do you cross or how do you get into that relationship of, hey, you know, I'm doing this for you. You're doing it for me. How can we monetize this thing? How can we turn it into a little business?
Yeah. So, you know, this sounds so silly, but I had been working with businesses for almost 2 years and
just as a favor,
just literally like stuff. I would just go and do, and they would be like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like you've changed my life. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, thanks.
I did.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And I got nothing out of it.
Right.
You know, it's my following coming to you.
Ooh.
So, but I mean, it was.
It was truth.
It was the truth. And, you know, I did all these I did really big giveaways. One,
what?
I did a giveaway where I gave away $1,500 in products to Southern Illinois businesses.
Oh my
gosh. I called it the Tour Day So Ill. And it was basically you could come and spend a weekend in Southern Illinois.
Okay.
Like it was everything, wineries, dinner, kayaking.
Why didn't you get to
boutiques.
Use all that? You go.
I know, right?
I'm the winner.
Right. I'm the winner. And then I would do features of all these businesses for like a week straight, all for free. And
what?
Which it was amazing. I am so proud of all these things that I've put together. But then it was like to get the businesses to help share and engage and do all this. It was like pulling teeth.
Right.
And it's like, you guys have to do the work too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just on me. And then I did 2 years of 15 days of giveaways for Christmas where every day I gave away lots of things. I had 43 businesses the last time I did it in 15 days that I highlighted. That's a lot of work.
And again, you're making, I mean, your line item is zero.
Yeah.
Listen, all those businesses, we expect gift packages, give them your sizes.
Yeah,
that's right. At least you can do, right?
Yeah. And there were always the businesses that always took care of me.
Okay.
You know, Eccentrics would always take care of me. Random, I'll shout out to the people that always took care of me because they do. You know, Amy Mills from Faye and 17th Street for Christmas this year, I got these massive gift boxes on my front porch. I was like, this is the best day ever.
Yes.
Like
we just had her on the podcast.
I know. So yeah, I do a lot of work with her. And so she's really taught me a lot and to really respect my time and my energy.
That's right.
And so I finished up that last 15 days of giveaways, and this was 2021, and I was like, I was a grumpy person. I was not happy.
She was working a lot, people.
Yeah. And so my friend Savannah, y'all met today. She was like, I don't think you need to do that anymore. Like, that was not good. You were not a good person. And I was like, okay, cool. And so January rolls around and I was like,
right, exactly.
She keeps me humble. Yeah. She goes, you're going to have to start charging people. Like, if you want to continue down this road, you're going to have to start charging people.
Yeah. Okay.
And I built a full social media kit with literally all these packages with fun names like Dirty Martini and Skinny Vanilla Latte.
Okay.
Yeah, like super fun Sunday Fun Day, like very authentic names to me for these packages. And I put it out and I was like, I'm either shooting myself in the foot here and no one's going to buy one or it's going to go over well. And then, you know, the first month I sold six months of content. And I was
look at you.
Okay. So people don't hate me for charging.
No.
And then it just continued to grow and, you know, Southern Illinois Tourism. And I've been able to do these things and continue to grow. And I raised my prices this year because I started looking at what other influencers were charging.
That's, I'm
like,
oh yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm really undervaluing myself. And so it does. A lot of work goes into this stuff. And I think a lot of people think you just are showing up and smiling for the camera.
Oh, it's so much work.
No, I left here and I went and laid in bed for 2 hours and made a reel. Like, yes, I can do it from my bed, but I am putting thought and effort into it.
Most certainly.
And doing those things is time consuming.
Most certainly.
And
yes.
I know how much I make an hour at my full-time job. So I want to make the equivalent.
She's like, she's the nurse practitioner, which, I mean, I think one more test and you're a doctor. Like, we just put the doctor in front of
you. Yeah, right. Yeah. I could go to med school if I wanted. I didn't want to, but I mean, I work really hard and I make good money in that field. So I want it to be equivalent. I want it to be worth my time because I can go pick up an extra shift at the clinic.
That's right.
I can do those things. Yeah. And I know that at first I was always like, oh, money, I shouldn't make it about that. And I was like, no.
It's your time.
Everyone in the world makes it about money.
That's right.
Why can't I do the same thing?
Yeah.
And I think what we just talked about, and hopefully you caught this, she did a lot of freebies leading up to being marketable enough to offer those packages because now you have value.
Yeah.
When you've done, and we've all done that before.
I had to build my value.
You know, where we've given things away or we let you sample it because we're willing to show you how well we can do for you. You know, we do that at the marketing ad agency, Growing Media. And it's like, okay, now you need to invest in that because you know that it works.
Right.
And I've shown you for 2 years what I can do and
I would
you
never
grow.
Have gone 2 years for the free sample. Right. So consider yourself lucky.
And you know, I did all these things and there's businesses that have chosen not to work with me now that I'm charging, and that's fine. And that's what I've found.
Let's call them out. Shame. Here it comes.
Oh, that makes me laugh.
You know who you are.
People do know who they are. If they listen to this, they definitely know. But it was a thing where my mom even said, you know, don't undervalue yourself. I built a brand is what I, you know, I'm more than a model. I've built a brand and people don't come to me just to look at my pretty pictures.
Right.
They're coming to me to ask for my advice and my opinion and all of those things. And so to build that brand and to make myself marketable, I built a lot of trust with people. And I teach a social media class and I always tell these businesses, your customers have to trust you. And if they don't trust you, they're not going to come back.
100%.
Yeah, and so that's what I've always said is that I've built this following of women, 9% males. That's my
your insights.
Yeah.
Okay.
There and it is. They trust me. Mm-hmm. That's why they keep coming back.
Sure.
That's why they come to me for information. And so when people are like, I'm coming to Southern Illinois, I want X, Y, and Z. Can you help me?
Right.
They come to me. They're not going to the Southern Illinois whatever Instagram.
Right.
They're messaging me. And I think that shows the value in it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing is when you talk about this value and these posts and such, sometimes it's hard for people to wrap their heads around that, right? We've talked about influencers.
Yeah.
Right? When you say influencer for someone who's maybe in the older demographic, it's truly a person who is convinced or they're going to convince you that if you send me a shirt and I put it on, you're going to sell so many of these shirts, right?
But I tell everybody they can be an influencer.
Everybody can be an influencer.
You can walk to McDonald's right now and make a post and say, this is the best order of fries I've ever had. And you can say they're hot and fresh. Just order them with no salt and you can add the salt on after.
Dang it. Is McDonald's paying for this?
No.
No, it's a freebie.
Schmickschmonalds? Is that what you prefer that? But you can go anywhere and say something about that, right? And
I have to go now because of the stupid description of the fries you gave there.
But you sharing that creates it. And I say that to people all the time about Southern Illinois. You know, there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. Mm. And I'm like, there's plenty to do. You're just not willing out to get out and do it.
Right.
And if you're willing to get out and share that you went to a university basketball game, see, I let them out. I let them off.
You did.
I avoided that. But if you don't mention, you know, if you mention you're going, that's going to want your friends to go too. So when I say that anyone can be an influencer, you can't.
You just influenced a decision.
Yeah.
Do you know, do you know any like really, I mean, top paid, probably some of your soccer people, what do they get paid for like endorsements? Which endorsements, it's really a fan. I mean, it's another way that you're influencing a purchase or something.
Yeah, oh, totally. Exactly like that.
Oh, I mean, if Ronaldo uses it, then...
Ronaldo?
Yeah.
Then it's gold,
right?
What does Ronaldo make to wear a shirt?
I could not even, I'd like to know what his social media kit looks like.
Can I tell you how much he's getting paid just to play at his new club?
I think we've already discussed, but I'm still shell shocked. Go ahead and share it again.
It's $175 million a year. A year. That just to play soccer or football.
Ridiculous.
And then whatever else he gets.
I mean, think about it. He puts on a pair of shoes and
kicks a ball.
One time he
looks really pretty doing it.
He does. Really,
yeah, I'm gonna second that. Yeah.
I mean, it just goes to show you how much money these teams are bringing in.
No doubt. And we're responsible for that, by the way. The fans have allowed it.
Totally.
We've agreed to pay higher ticket prices, to pay for jerseys. Essentially jerseys. Mm-hmm. And then in the concession stands, you're now paying for, if you get a beer, you just bought the whole 12 pack. And you're like, one, it's one. It's, you know, so, and that's true. It's so true.
Why do I go back and order four more, though?
Exactly. Because you just do.
And you don't have a choice.
No, I want to go, so I'm going to do it, right? Exactly. So they figured it out for sure. But I think that people are also on the flip side realizing some people are just doing this stuff for the money.
Yeah.
I mean, I know totally. If I was like really big and famous, I'd take every endorsement possible.
Would you? Because we talked about that.
I don't know.
Well, I think it depends on the product and like kind of your own personal value system.
I mean, if someone was like, I'm going to give you $100 million if you talk just about smoking cigarettes.
What?
Would you do it?
No.
I mean, but that's the thing.
Yeah. Well, no, I actually,
$100 million to say that you do smoke. Yeah. I
had this thought the other day. I had this thought the other day.
Okay.
I don't know if this is going to correlate at all, but here we go. If I were to give you $1 million, would you take it?
Well, what do I have to do for it?
But just, I'm just asking, would you take it?
Heck yeah.
Would it make you happy? For like, no one could probably destroy your happiness, right? For a foreseeable future.
Couple weeks.
Well, money doesn't buy happiness, but it can give me a spike in that joy.
Just for that next few weeks. Like
I'm pumped.
You probably would not care what happened to you.
No.
$1 million really isn't that much.
Well, no, yeah.
For a couple weeks spend, it's
good. Do I get to blow it in a couple weeks? Am I blowing it at all?
You can do whatever you want with it. Or if it's $10 million. Whatever that number is.
Right.
But what if I told you that you wouldn't wake up the next day?
Oh, wait. No. I'm not taking it.
See? No amount of money.
No.
No amount of money. Okay. I love that.
I do like
that was
that
good.
A lot. Okay. Bring us really back good. To reality. I was paying off my house in my head.
Exactly, in my head. And I've just gone around the world. Yeah. It was like crazy stuff. But yeah, we've talked about that before, like some of the products that you've seen these well-known people use and claim. And I'm like, girl, you make more money. And you're going to say you use L'Oreal? You kidding right now. You know you don't.
No, literally. Come on. There is a big influencer that uses L'Oreal and her like face is all over Walmart.
Does she really use it?
That's what I want to know.
Does she really
use
L'Oreal?
I'm like, you could use any product in the world and this is what you're choosing?
Yeah, because they're padding her bank account.
And that's where I'm at. Is like she used to always share like high-end luxury goods, but high-end luxury goods don't pay commission in the influencer world necessarily. Oh. So she started sharing Amazon, Walmart. Is that better? Is that what you appreciate?
She's not giving the real. That's good. I like that.
So they started sharing those kinds of finds. And I was like, she's doing that because that's where the commission money is.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that is where brilliant. The money is. And for a while, people weren't doing that. Mm-hmm. And now they're getting into it because those two businesses, they pay the highest commission in the influencer world.
That's crazy. Wow.
I literally had someone buy like 6 jackets off of a link I shared from. And
I know who you are.
Yeah.
Where you can sponsor the podcast.
But if they have that much money to pay commission, they should sponsor your podcast. But I mean, I made like $40 off like 6 jackets.
Oh my gosh. Huh.
I'm like, that is insane. I was blown away. I was like,
wow.
So okay. It just goes to show you like where the like percentage is in that world.
And how long did it take you to post that link?
Oh, 2 minutes.
Right.
I mean, I don't do a lot of like clothes or fashion often just because I don't have time to do it. But if I wanted to make money quickly, I could do it. Try on every single day. And that's where, I mean, it's like rapid fire selling stuff.
Well, I mean,
stuff.
If you're making $40 every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Oof.
I mean, a lot of people that's are like, I don't make that much. That's what, I mean.
Right. You're not working hard enough.
You're making something because I made $40 in about 3 minutes and I'm not sure. I didn't do much for it.
That is, I mean, yeah, people are paying for the share and then results because you have to wonder about some of these people who you know, they're paid, I guess, to wear or mm-hmm. go or participate. Mm-hmm. But what happens on the flip side when you don't get that return on investment? They just don't yeah. hire them again, or that'd be tough. That'd be embarrassing too. It's like, ooh, I wasn't influential enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and so many people do it now. So it's, you're kind of trying to figure out who fits best for those right. brands, you know,
right.
here in Southern Illinois, it's not like I'm running into all this competition.
Right.
But right. I mean, it's not like there's all these influencers yeah. here, but it is fun to see because, you know, there are the tourism board in this area has brought in people from Chicago, mm-hmm. yeah. other states, which I think is super fun. When I do see that content, I don't always see that content though.
Yeah.
When I randomly get to see it, I enjoy it because yeah. it's fun to see our community from other people's eyes.
Sure. Yeah.
But just here alone, I mean, it's just, that's what I try to tell people is I can, like I said, I can make $40 in 3 minutes of sharing product.
That's awesome.
But I don't love doing that.
Right.
But
right.
when businesses, you know, aren't the nicest to me, it reminds me, I'll just fall back on that. If you don't want to work together, I'll fall yeah. back on commissionable links and go yeah. from there.
Yeah.
Which doesn't sound the nicest, but when people aren't nice to you, you're going to
agreed.
Yeah. Go back to my little closet and share some clothes.
Yeah.
You can't let people devalue you.
No, I've ran into
that a lot yeah. recently where, you know, you're just a model or this isn't about you. And it's like, well, you hired me
right.
yeah.
to do this for you, right? right? You needed yes. my name and my brand. So don't say it's not about me too.
That's right.
You needed me in some regard.
Yeah. yeah. Don't ever let somebody else tell you how much you're worth or your value yes. for yeah. sure. And I think what we determined on this podcast today is there's a ton of opportunity out there.
Oh yeah. Oh. There's so much, even in Southern Illinois.
Yeah. You just have to seek and find.
I mean, I think that for Southern Illinois it's required a lot of education to show that social marketing is a great aspect mm-hmm. to share our local businesses.
Yeah. No, certainly. The most affordable.
No, truly. I mean, billboards are expensive. The phone book is expensive and yeah. no one reads it. You know,
right.
ads are expensive and, you know, people will put ads on Instagram, but not Facebook. And it's like, you have to figure out where it works best for you. Mm-hmm. And I always say, what's your target audience and where are they at?
That's right.
Because yeah. when I'm driving down 13, I'm not looking at billboards.
I'm not looking at billboards.
I'm trying to get home in one piece while my That's toddler so yells at me in the back seat.
So. And throws like a sippy
yes,
cup or something?
Literally. Yeah. What did he throw something? A bag of Oreos at me. I was like, are you kidding me?
Oh, we're going to stop this car. We're going to stop it.
I was like,
it.
Excuse me, sir. He's like, sorry. I'm like, yeah, that's sorry, what I thought. Sorry. So I think especially if your target audience is women, especially moms, you have to find where those women are.
That's true.
They've been at caffeine until cocktails.
Yes.
That's where they are.
They're on the blog. Yes.
What can you come up with? Like do something like on that male side of things. Let's call it,
aftershave until whiskey.
Yeah. What could you do?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I don't know if it'll be as catchy though.
Walk until you run. Cause see, you walk all the time. You take walks everywhere.
I love walking.
I do love a good walk.
He does walk a lot.
It's so peaceful.
It is peaceful. Yeah. You do a good job sharing that. Like I'd want to go on walks you've taken me on. So see, you were an influencer.
Boom.
Like I feel
boys,
like I've got to go
walk.
To that trail. That's it. Boys
who walk.
Well,
that's it.
I mean, I'm grown up.
Men who walk.
Jessica, thank you so much coming out. And marketability, she's got them, you've got them, we all got them, really. So it's just, you know, what are you going to go out there and find for yourself?
Yeah.
And never undervalue yourself. You may have to do some freebies initially, but we're surely doing 2 years.
No, two years of freebies.
Do not do two years of free work.
2 or 3 days, maybe, and then we'll renegotiate. So,
I love it.
Thanks again. We appreciate you. Find us everywhere?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and
all those.
Of course, go visit growingmediamarketing.com if you guys need any marketing.
All right.
Where can they find you?
Oh, you can find me at Caffeine Until Cocktails on Instagram. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. No, it's caffeineuntilcocktails.com is my actual blog. It is there, but
around on beaches.
Yeah, on Instagram actually. Yes, you know, yes. Instagram is where I do most of my work, and it's Caffeine Until Cocktails.
Love it. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
And we'll see you next time.
Yep. Bye.